You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Save a Life Scotland campaign was launched in 2015 to save lives from out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. The campaign aims to raise awareness and equip Scotland's communities with life-saving skills, including CPR and defibrillation. For the past year, the team have been working to make their online resources and face-to-face sessions more inclusive. The Play Your Part campaign focuses on the many different roles people can play in an emergency situation to help save a life from cardiac arrest. We're joined now by Ali Lloyd, a research assistant for Save a Life for Scotland, who has helped to remodel the online resources and make them more accessible. So what is the aim of the Play Your Part campaign and why is it so important?
So the aim of the Play Your Part campaign is to empower everybody, including the disabled community, to know that they've got a part to play in cardiac arrest. It's really important because every year in Scotland, over 3,000 people have an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest and only 1 in 10 of those people will survive. The thing that really makes a difference is bystander intervention. People witnessing the cardiac arrest and taking action over doubles the chance that that person has of surviving. So the Play Your Part campaign is really about trying to get the message out there. When someone has a cardiac arrest, there's a lot of parts that need to be played, whether that be noticing it was a cardiac arrest or calling 999 or starting CPR or getting a defibrillator. There's something for everyone there. There's maybe some misconceptions because of the kind of images we get of heroes who can do it all, when actually that's so far from the truth. With the right accessible education, people with all kinds of disabilities can play their part in that chain of survival.
And what are some of the barriers for blind and partially sighted people in helping in an emergency cardiac arrest?
So Save a Life for Scotland has been trying to empower everyone in Scotland to have the skills to save a life. And that really does mean everyone. And so that's got to include the 20% of Scottish people who identify as disabled. We wanted our starting point to be asking the disabled community, what are the barriers to you for taking action? And we got some really formative responses. And these kind of fell into two categories. So the first being issues with the education. So people telling us that they never had the opportunity to go to a CPR training session that was accessible for them. So they just weren't able to get those skills in the first place. Kind of because of that, the second reason was that they didn't know anyone else who was blind or partially sighted that had been involved in saving a life in cardiac arrest, and they couldn't imagine themselves doing it. And so those were really the kind of things we focused on. There is no reason why blind and partially sighted folks can't be involved, and we absolutely think that they should be. We need them to be.
And what were some of the ways you made the resources and training more accessible?
Having that information, we did a number of things. One of the things that folks told us would be really helpful were audio instructions. So we have a playlist on our accessible resource hub. It has an audio file, which is the steps to save a life, which takes you all the way from someone having a cardiac arrest to them leaving in an ambulance. We've got an audio file on defibrillators, which is about, like, you know, what is a defibrillator and how do you use them? And we've got one on CPR. The audio file talks you through how to do CPR. And at the beginning, it suggests that if you want to practice along, you grab a pillow and give it a go along with the audio. For the trainings, we talked with instructors about what is their standard practice and how can we adapt that to work for blind and partially sighted people. Really, it was people who themselves were blind and partially sighted who gave us the best ideas for this. Even things like when it comes to identifying a cardiac arrest, if someone's had a cardiac arrest, it's likely they will be unconscious and they will not be breathing. And instructors kind of said to us, oh, but we always say to people, look and see if their chest is going up and down and don't know what we do. And very quickly, folks were saying, like, actually, that's not an issue. If you put your hand on someone's chest, then you can absolutely tell if that person is breathing. You can either feel it going up and down or you can't. So as your listeners know, like, blind and partially sighted people are incredible at innovating and adapting things to work. And so a lot of the adaptation and work we did really was just listening and pairing that with the expertise of the CPR instructors.
And where can people access the resources and find out more?
Check out the Accessible Resource Hub, listen to those audio files, check out any of the other resources we have on there. You can find them at savealife.scot/playyourpart. If you do check them out, please get in touch. We know that our Accessible Resource Hub is not going to be finished. It's not going to be perfect. It's designed for the disabled community, which is such an incredibly diverse community of people with so many different accessibility needs. We would love to hear your feedback, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that we can keep making it better.
It's so wonderful to hear about how much consultation you've had with the blind and partially sighted community, and that is still continuing now that those resources are out. So you can access the resources at savealife.scot/play-your-part/. Thank you so much, Ali Lloyd, Research Assistant for Save a Life for Scotland, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.